On the outskirts of Bangalore, India's IT capital, new apartment complexes built for the city's tech workers are sprouting up on farmland. Rajna Uganawadi and his ancestors have been working the soil here for as long as anyone can remember. Their 7 acres are a patchwork of green plots pieced together amid the high-rises.
I grow papaya, I grow Mexican grass, various kinds of crops.
As the wind buffets the trees, Uganawadi says he's most proud of his bananas.
So this is the third crop of bananas.
Third round.
In a normal year, Uganawadi used to get 2 crops of bananas. But these days, he says, his trees produce 3, even 4, with no synthetic fertilizers. What's his secret?
Septic. From
10 years, I've been using water from the lavatories and from septic tanks.
That's right. He uses sewage, human poop and pee. If you're eating right now, the idea might kill your appetite. But keep listening. If what's happening on Uganawadi's farm doesn't make us sick, it could help solve our climate problem. Next to Uganawadi's cement block house, a yellow tanker truck painted with lotus flowers backs up next to a stand of young banana trees. The stench of toilet water hangs in the air. A young man pops open his spout on the truck and a heavy stream of clear liquid and brown sludge sprays out onto the base of the trees. It's untreated sewage from a large apartment complex nearby. The man repeats this all day, draining out septic tanks and delivering the contents to farmers around Bangalore. It's an extreme twist on the old adage, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
That's it. I meet the need. Some people want it to be emptied. I take it from them and then I give it to those who want it.
And it's an important service. About 80% of India's sewage gets no treatment at all. Trucks like this one have been hauling away some of that sewage in the Bangalore region for about a decade. But until recently, there was no good place to put it.
Since there's no legal framework for the dumping of the sludge, they would usually choose an illegal site and dump it. Now, this was pretty hazardous.
S. Vishwanath is an engineer and advocate of what's called ecological sanitation in Bangalore.
And so a few farmers came forward to take the sludge and put it on their soil and try and experiment as to what happens to production.
What happened, Vishwanath says, is that by tweaking the composition of the sludge, the farmers were able to make their production go way up. That's because human waste is full of nutrients.
Every person is actually a moving fertilizer unit.
Prakash Kumar is a civil engineer who works for European development agencies, setting up eco-sanitation programs in India. He says in a year, one person produces the equivalent of about 13 pounds of nitrogen fertilizer and a lot of phosphorus. Experts say that's enough to replace a big chunk of the world's synthetic fertilizers. And why would we want to replace synthetic fertilizers? Kumar says it starts with recycling agricultural nutrients, which currently cause big pollution problems. But there's a bigger goal.
Ultimate objective is actually the saving of energy.
Making synthetic fertilizer takes lots of electricity and natural gas and produces lots of greenhouse gases. In the U.S., the production and transportation of fertilizer accounts for a third of the energy used for growing crops. Synthetic fertilizers also produce the powerful greenhouse gas nitrous oxide. So replacing them with the nutrients from human waste could be a big benefit for the climate. It could also save farmers like Rajna Uganawadi a lot of money. And it's not like it's a new idea.
Excrement has always, in time immemorial, been used for fertilizer purposes.
Bharat Lal Seth is the deputy program manager for the Center for Science and the Environment, an advocacy group in Delhi. He says people have always recognized the nutrient value of what he calls excreta. The Chinese have a long history of recycling their waste. Here in India, everyone seems to have a story of farmers defecating in their own fields. And farmers in Delhi and Gujarat can now buy processed fecal sludge. The trend is even catching on in Europe and America. Activists call it humanure. The problem, of course, is safety. Along with all those valuable nutrients are a lot of nasty microbes and parasites that can make people sick and even kill them. That's the main reason it fell out of favor over the years. Civil engineer Prakash Kumar says recycling human waste into fertilizer makes a lot of sense, but only if it's done safely. And he has his doubts about places like Rajana Uganawadi's farm.
The way that is being currently done, it's not safe.
Kumar says the sewage should be composted for 9 to 12 months to let the pathogens die off. On Uganawadi's farm, they might let it dry for a week. Back on Uganawadi's farm, women packed down newly planted grass with boards in a field covered with a layer of dried sewage. The World Health Organization recommends using gloves and boots when working with human waste, but the women are barefoot and use just their bare hands to sow the grass. They won't talk to me and my translator about whether they have any health problems from the sewage. Uganawadi says they complain about itchy skin, but that's it. And he dismisses the concerns of experts in their air-conditioned offices.
The people there, they are not come out to look at the world. They are in their own cocoons.
AC room, sir. Sitting, working, reading and writing.
But engineer S. Vishwanath says it shouldn't take much to bridge the gulf between farmers like Uganawadi, who are following their instincts about recycled sewage, and experts who understand the health risks.
All you need to do is to spread that knowledge more and more as to what are safer practices. And that would be enough, in my opinion.
Not enough, perhaps, to immediately cut the link between fertilizer and climate change, but enough to start changing the way we think of something that Vishwanath says is too good to waste. For The World, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, Bangalore, India.